In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 26, May 31st, 1929, and we're on the third paragraph. Jesus just tells Luisa that it's necessary that he manifest to Luisa these knowledges, these truths, these promises of the divine will. He says he has to give this to you, Luisa, he says, so that you're the newborn, you're the firstborn of living this life. So he says he wants us to begin to live this abundant life. So he says to us, if your sacrifices of writings will bring no good and utility, that will not be. Now for us, our sacrifices is reading. So if your sacrifices of reading, Jesus says, will bring no good or utility, that will not be. As you read, as we study, everything in us changes. The world is changing drastically as we read the volumes. Why is everything falling apart? Why is everything falling apart? Everything's falling apart because God is taking over. He's saying, now I can give you my kingdom. Now you're not living the miserable human will of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Little by little, this is happening. So as we read, the face of the earth is changing. The church is changing. The church is being purified. The world is being purified as we read. We're being purified as we read. God is bringing us back to what he has planned from the beginning of time, to be in his image and likeness. That's what's coming. So he says, if your sacrifices, a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time to read. Well, you sacrifice whatever you're doing to read. Now, that doesn't mean you read continuously for 24/7. It's you read and then you study it. And then as you do your work, your duties, you put it into practice. Okay. If Jesus is talking to you about being peaceful, joyful, and happy, which he always is doing, he says, I want you to put that into practice with your family. Be peaceful, joyful, and happy. I want you to put this in practice with all that you think, say, and do. Be peaceful, joyful, and happy. So, and he's going to test us. He's going to put us in situations where before we would be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. And God's going to say, what are you going to do now? What have you learned? What are you putting into practice now? Are you going to be peaceful in this situation? Are you going to be joyful in this situation? Are you going to be happy in this situation? And he says, prove it to me what you've learned. And that's what we do throughout the day. So he says, do you think your sacrifices of reading will bring no good and no utility? That will not be. He says, these sacrifices were necessary to my love. The sacrifice of reading, he says, is necessary. If you can't read, then listen to it. Listening to what Jesus says. It says, why? What's happening? He says, this sacrifice that you're going through proves that we want his abundant love to be flowing in us. We want his Sacred Heart to consume us. We want the Immaculate Heart of Mary to consume us. This is what they did with Luisa. He says, therefore, it's necessary to my love, and having served to form my outpouring to relieve me of these flames of love that devour me. These flames of love that are devouring the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. In the end, this is what's coming. It's going to happen. This is, Jesus says, a divine decree, sanctification. So what is happening throughout the world? God is saying to everyone, what do you want? I have to give it to you. How do you want to live? I have to give it to you. So when we really begin to live this abundant life, great things are happening all around us. The world is changing as we read. As we read this, as we study this, the earth is being consumed in love. And that we are calling this fire from heaven to come upon earth. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's the New Jerusalem. This fire from heaven, this consuming heart of Jesus and Mary, the hearts of Jesus and Mary are coming upon the earth. So everything is changing. Your family is changing. Your neighbors are changing. Your coworkers are changing. Your parishioners are changing. How? Because Jesus says, I want the divine will in the midst of creatures, in the midst of your family. You're the one that's to bring the love of Jesus and Mary to your family. In the midst of your neighbors, you're the one to bring the love of Jesus and Mary to your neighbors. That's the divine will. When this happens, everything begins to change. The love of Jesus and Mary is greater than all the demons of hell. The love of Jesus and Mary conquers everything. It crushes the head of Lucifer. He's not going to continue to lead us away from God. Jesus says, I am here, he says, to lead you, to guide you to my Father, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be true children of Mary. That's what's coming. That's what's coming upon the earth. So he says the sacrifice of reading, and this is what we do every day. This hour is to be, to listen to you, Jesus. This hour is to have you, Jesus, talk to me about this great gift of the divine will. That's the book of heaven. It's necessary to my love. And having to serve to form my outpouring of divine love upon each soul who's reading to relieve Jesus of these flames and relieve Mary of these flames that devour both of them. The love of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So each knowledge about my divine fiat was an outpouring of contained this divine love that I, Jesus, and my mother has made for you, Louisa, and for the souls who are reading what you have put down on paper. This is not Louisa's thought. This is not Louisa's doing. It's what Jesus and Mary are doing. The new Adam and the new Eve. Why did St. Louis de Montfort says in the final days they'll be the greatest saints of the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. He's talking about this gift. He didn't know the power that the Book of Heaven has. It's the same thing with St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas didn't finish the Summa. Why? I think God showed him the Book of Heaven. And what did he say about his writings? He says, my writings are just mere straw compared to what God is going to do. God has given us the Book of Heaven. And Jesus gave Louisa the title. This is the title that you're to tell St. Annibal de Francia, I want for my book. St. Annibal de Francia was to give this book to all the world. And he's doing that. We always pray to St. Annibal de Francia because he is in charge of the writings. That's what Jesus said. He said to Louisa, after he died, he said to Louisa, I kept on telling him, I want this done, you know, and now he's gone. And Jesus says, because I didn't want him to do everything from heaven. So he began it on earth. He printed up volume 1 through volume 19, got this out, had the imprimatur on there from Archbishop May, and put his Nihil Obstat on it. He got it ready. And now it's the responsibility of the Archbishop today to put his imprimatur on the rest of the writings. It's going to happen. And then it's nothing to be doom and gloom about. It's going to happen. Jesus says this is a divine decree. We pray with confidence. We pray knowing it's going to happen. We knowing that the kingdom of God is going to be on earth as it is in heaven. This is why he says this. Each knowledge, each truth, each promise that Jesus gave to Louisa about the divine will was an outpouring, this river of light, of life, of love that I made for you, Louisa, and for us reading it. It was a new creation that I put out. See, it's we are to be one with our God, bringing about the new heavens and the new earth. That's why we're alive today. We should be, as you read the book of heaven, as you study the book of heaven, you become more joy-filled, peaceful, and happy. Well, what's happening is everything is changing. Our families are changing for the good. As you read, your family is choosing for the good. Jesus says, you do what I want, I'll do what you want. So what does he want us to do? He says, I've chosen you to live at this time, to give you the book of heaven, so that you read it and study it and put it into practice. Why? So that the face of the earth will be transformed. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will begin. The new era has begun. And yes, everything seems to be falling apart, but God's getting everything in order. He's in charge. There's nothing to be afraid of. He's in charge. He's our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. So he says, each knowledge, and when you read, every page is filled with promises, filled with, and you have to, when you're reading, this is what Jesus is asking. He's asking Louisa, and Louisa responds. And he's asking us, are we responding with Louisa? You know, Jesus says, this is how I want you to live. Do you want this, Louisa? Louisa goes, yes, Lord. Are we saying, yes, Lord, with Louisa? Are we saying, yes, Lord, I want this life that you have given to Louisa. I want to know everything that you taught Louisa. I want to live this abundant life of Jesus and Mary that you gave to Louisa. When we read, it's a dialogue that we're having with Louisa, through Louisa to Jesus and Mary. We're responding the way Louisa did. See, that's why God has given us the book of heaven. You read it once, pretty good. Twice, a little better. Three times, you're falling in love with this transmutation that God has given to us. He's really transforming the face of the earth through us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. That's what's happening. He says, so each knowledge of my divine fiat was an outpouring contained love that I, Jesus, made for you, Louisa, and for souls that are linked with you, Louisa. It was a new creation that I put out. He's renewing the face of the earth. Jesus is recreating, regenerating the face of the earth. He says, it was like binding the divine will to the human, as God originally planned with Adam, in order to reorder it again according to the order created by us, triune God. Not the way humanity is doing this, but the way Jesus has done it in the beginning. So he says to us, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? Do you want this? Our response should be Louisa's response to Jesus. Yes, Lord. Whatever you say, Lord. I want it more than anything. That's what God is waiting for. He says this. When you're praying your prevenient act, is to say to Jesus, I want everything of heaven and now nothing of earth. Why? I want heaven to come to earth. I want to live the life that the saints are living right now. I want to live the life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary on earth as it is in heaven. He says, reorder again according to the divine order created by us, triune God. It was a life that came out of me. This is the life, the love, the light of God coming out of Jesus. Substance and essential part to be able to form the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. So Jesus is saying to us, he says he's done this when he came to earth. 2,000 years later, he says, I found the newborn, Louisa, and now I can give it to all of humanity. We've learned the basics, ABCs, for the last 2,000 years. Now Jesus says, I want you to learn to live, how to live in the divine will, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So he says, if you knew what a divine outpouring means. So here is a truth that Jesus has given to us that he wants us to meditate on. Do you understand what a divine outpouring means? Do you understand what this new creation means? Jesus is trying to get us ready. He says, this outpouring of love was the creation. And oh, how many goods came out of this outpouring? The fiat lux, let there be light. Fiat mihi, incarnation. Now the fiat voluntas tua, a new beginning for mankind has come. He says, heavens, stars, seas, flowers, and then Adam. And then man, formed with such art, divine art, that heaven and earth are astonished at the way Adam was formed, the way we, man, is formed. See, it's a new beginning. He's breathing into us this Ruach of God, this breath of God that he breathed into Adam. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. It's a new beginning that our God is asking us, offering to us, Are you ready to live this abundant life? And when we say yes, God says to us, prove it. Prove it. How do we prove that we want to live this life? By knowing what Jesus taught Louisa. This is, out of all the studies that you're going to go through, this is the most amazing study, because as you read, as you study, as you put into practice these truths, everything changes. The world changes. Our life changes. Everything changes. It's really a new beginning that our God is giving to us. He says, do you know what a divine outpouring means? Do you know what I'm doing for you? Are you aware of what God is doing for us? He says, what I did when I formed Adam in my image and likeness, I now want to give back to humanity. Not just doing the will of God like the saints, but the image and likeness of Jesus and Mary that they gave to Louisa. Are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? That's what Jesus is offering to us. This is not about being good and holy and saintly. That's volume 1 through volume 10. Volume 11 through 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, this great outpouring that's going to come upon the earth. This second Pentecost, which will make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket compared to what's coming. And then volume 20 through volume 36, what's that? What volume 20 is to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, to go back to where Adam was before the fall. Image and likeness of God. Jesus has chosen for us to be alive at this time, predestined us to live at this time. Because he's got great plans and he needs us to cooperate. That's all he does. Are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to say fiat? So Jesus says, so I can accomplish what I started in the beginning. I can bring about this divine outpouring for all of humanity where I want my children to be for all eternity. We'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray for all the little children of the holy divine will to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.